Okay, so the second function of a human resource manager is recruitment and selection. Now, in recruitment and selection, there are seven steps that have to go through that the HR manager will have to go through to recruit new staff. So the first step is to prepare a job description. Now, a job description describes a vacancy that needs to be filled. So it'll have things such as the title of the job, the conditions, the duties, responsibilities, where you're going to be working, who's going to be your supervisor, and maybe any other assignment arrangements. Your second step then is to prepare a person specification, and that describes the qualities required by the person who will fill the job description. They include some things, for example, like your academic qualifications, your work experience, your fitness that you might need, language skills, or any other skills that are needed for the job. And the third one then is to advertise the vacancy. Now, when you advertise a vacancy, this can be done internally or externally. Internally is usually done within the business, so they might use communications such as a notice board, email, company newsletters. They can also be promoting of existing staff from within the business. And the main benefits of internal recruitment is that it's less risky because the employee knows the business already. The company knows the employee as well. So promotion can also motivate employees, and it's low cost because there's very little advertising. You use everything within the company itself. Company can also recruit externally. So this involves inviting applicants from outside the business. This can be done by asking friends, using the internet, putting it in the newspaper, getting employment agencies to do the process. And the main benefits of external or from outside the business, candidates can bring new skills and expertise to the business. The firm may get a wide range of applicants from different backgrounds. And step one, step two, and step three, so you prepare a job description, step one. Step two, prepare a person specification. And three, advertise a vacancy. They're all about recruitment. And the other four steps are about selecting the candidate. So step number four is shortlist the applicants. And this is where a shortlist of the most promising candidates are drawn up, usually between four and six. Applicants with bad spelling, sloppy application, or no cover letter might be rejected. So a cover letter is a short letter highlighting why you think you're suitable for the job and requesting an interview. It should be included with your CV. So your CV is a curriculum vitae. This is a short document, usually 2 pages, summarizing personal details, education, qualification, work experience, interests, and hobbies and references. Some companies will ask for an application form, and this will ask questions such as the applicant's name and address, education, work experience, and interest relevant to the job. The next step after you have your shortlist is you're going to invite them for an interview. So the main aim of the interview is to see if the applicant is suitable for the job. Questions should be prepared that concentrate on the applicant's ability to perform the job, fit in, and get along with existing staff. They also might need to develop their potential and contribution to the business. Under the Employment Equality Act, candidates can't be asked anything about their age or marital status. Some employees may ask the applicants to complete a selection test, and this is to measure and compare the applicant's aptitude, intelligence, and personality for the job. The sixth step is to check the reference. So after the interview process and you've selected your candidate, you might check the references first. And the references are a written or verbal recommendation from a former employer or person that knows the applicant. They're usually checked after the interview for accuracy and honesty before making a job offer to the applicant. So after you check your references and you think everything is good, step seven then is to make an offer to the successful candidate. So if references are satisfactory, a job offer will be made to the applicant. Once accepted, a contract of employment exists between each party, and the employee is entitled to a copy of the basic terms and conditions of employment. When going through the employment process, all departments should behave ethically and comply with legislation. So, for example, the Employment Equality Act and the Unfair Dismissals Act. The process must be fair and free from bias and discrimination, and the best candidate should be selected for the job. An equal opportunity, so it's an important term, means that the applicants are equal, of equal ability for the post, have an equal chance of being hired. So that is your second function of the HR manager. It is recruitment and selection, and it's got seven steps. Prepare a job description, prepare a person specification, advertise the vacancy, shortlist the applicants, interview applicants and select the most suitable, check reference, and make offer to successful applicant.